to join the who's who from the worlds of racing, NRL and AFL at the Big Sports Breakfast Grand Final Race Day Lunch.
Hosted by Loz and TK with your MC Dave Stanley, you'll enjoy a sumptuous lunch, beverage package and entertainment from racing and sporting celebrities.
It all happens Wednesday, September 26th in the lead up to the Grand Finals and Epsom Day at the Grand Pavilion Rosehill Racecourse.
Tickets $165 for members and $175 for non-members. Available now from AustralianTurfClub.com.au.
For more grunt, talk and comfort, go and see the man. Penrith Mazda are the BT50 experts. With the BT50 XT 4x4 manual now $39,990, drive away. Let the specialists at the Mazda Youth Centre Penrith tailor a BT50 to your specific needs. With over 50 youths on display, you're sure to find the Mazda you're looking for. Penrith Mazda, family owned and operated. Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4. MD18808.
G'day, Laurie Daly here. Ever wanted to know what's going on in an NRL player's head? Well, now the Tab app gives you exclusive tips, insights and analysis this NRL season, thanks to new NRL previews featuring myself. So get ahead of the game every game this footy season.
Download the Tab app and access new NRL previews today. Tab, we love a bet. Tab previews available for account holders only. Gamble responsibly.
Menangle Winners, every Saturday morning from 10:30.
And at 10:31, Fred Hastings joins me. Fred, good morning to you.
G'day, Simon. Start off by wishing all the fathers out there happy Father's Day, especially mine, Keith. If he tuned in, he loves the show, Simon.
Yeah.
So he's our number one listener, I think. So he's tuned in, and to all the dads, happy Father's Day. I guess, Simon, it's Lazarus Watch, isn't it? We're about a bit over an hour away from seeing the great horse go around in the Canadian Derby at Mohawk. So $1.45 fixed. All the pundits over there say he should be winning. So Lazarus at about 11:45 this morning, racing in the Canadian Pacing Derby.
So are his opposition, a few of these, some that raced against him a couple of weeks ago?
No. Not that I recognised, but
do you know much about them?
No. I don't, Simon. I must admit, I don't follow the Canadian pacing scene horribly closely. But I just know how good Lazarus is, and he should be winning. He should be winning.
Yeah, Yannick Gingras has become his regular driver, hasn't he?
Yeah. Yannick's taking the steer and is going to be driving. So. He's drawn barrier two. The race is over the mile. Whether he finds the top and goes all the way is problematic. There's been a few different stories about how they'll handle him. But look, I just had a look. He's $1.45 fixed and $1 money back on the pari mutuel. So it's just more an exciting moment to see the horse go around and then where they head thereafter. There's talk of him racing at the Red Mile, and the time he could run there is just mind blowing. So Lazarus, folks, if you want to see something special, there's coverage on Sky One from about 11:30. Lazarus, and he's taking on the Canadian Derby, Simon. State-wise, in terms of the season just gone, we had a terrific season. State trainers went to Kerri-Ann Turner, and the state drivers title to Todd McCarthy once again. The Metro trainers went to Shane and Lauren Tritton, that training partnership. They won the trainers' premiership for the Metro. And the Metro drivers was Todd McCarthy. He also won the Metro. He beat Lauren Tritton by one win, and Luke McCarthy was a further one win away. And the provincial trainers, that's the Monday Tuesdays they run at Menangle. Kerri-Ann Turner won the provincial trainers, and the provincial drivers went to Chris Geary. A season of milestones. Kevin Pizzuto won a couple of Group 1s. He picked up his first one in February. Dennis Picker won a Group 1. Great to see. Gavin Fitzpatrick drove his 1,500th winner. In the season coming, Shane Sanderson and Cameron Hart, they're proving to be a real combination, a giant killer combination. And my watch driver, Simon, my junior driver that I'm going to nominate as being a driver of the future, is Josh Gallagher. He is a real good little driver. He got a winner home at 100-1 last night at Newcastle. He drove a winner during the week at Menangle, but he's just come along in leaps and bounds. and he's a real nice young man. He's you know, no rubbish in him. He's a good young kid, and I reckon Josh Gallagher's going to make a bit of a name for himself in the coming season now that he's got a bit of experience under his belt.
Okay, so Josh Gallagher, a name to keep an eye on.
That's right. Now, last night, Simon, we had a Group 3 race. It was taken out by My Alpha Rock, making it back-to-back Group 3s in the space of a week.
My Alpha Rock leads out from in second berth at the moment, Lurum Creek. Next, the inside, Power of Red. Blazin' and Cullen dropped a bit, passed there by Real Stride, Epaulette, and Smoky Quartz. Tritton tries to pinch it here, gets two lengths on Power of Red, who's had the stalk run. On the outside, Lurum Creek, Real Stride, Epaulette, as they swing the bend. They're at the quarter marker, 26.6, if you don't mind. Really letting go here. It's My Alpha Rock, the leader, rolled away from the inside, leads by a couple. Second at the moment, trying hard as Power of Red, and then came further back, Lurum Creek and Real Stride, but below the 150, and it's still My Alpha Rock. Broke their hearts with a 26.63 split, dashes away. My Alpha Rock has been too good for Power of Red. Third, nearly a dead heat between Epaulette and Smoky Quartz.
So a field of seven there in the free-for-all last night. My Alpha Rock defeating Power of Red and Epaulette. And unfortunately, Tiger Tara couldn't line up Fred because he had that little floating mishap the other day.
That's right. Kevin Pizzuto's team was scratched. In fact, the horses that were on the float, they were scratched. They were stood down immediately for 7 days. And that left Kevin with one runner last night, Bevan's Cullen, which was in that race. But it had to be a late scratch because when Kevin was getting ready to bring the horse to the races, he had a bit of a dizzy spell and was a little bit unwell. And you know, more than likely the legacy of his car accident the other day, for those that hadn't caught up with the news, Kevin Pizzuto, his stable hand Karen Crouch, they were in an accident with a number of horses on the float. The horses are okay, but just as a precaution, was stood down 7 days. Kevin was released from hospital. As I said, he had a little turn last night, a bit wonky, and he decided to scratch Bevan's Cullen. And Karen Crouch got out of hospital on Friday, suffering four broken ribs and a nasty head gash. So hopefully they're up for a speedy recovery. The horses should be A-OK, and we should see them in a little while, including Tiger Tara, Simon.
Yeah, let's hope so. Well, Shane Tritton joins us now, who was the trainer of My Alpha Rock last night. Shane, good morning to you.
Yeah, mate, how are you?
Shane, good morning to you. Yeah, terrific effort by yourself and Lauren. This horse is a blow fly. That's three wins on the trot, two Group 3s back-to-back. Won a mile Group 3 race last weekend in 150.9, and then you stepped him up to 2,300. And as I said in the call, broke their hearts with a fast split and went 155.3. Very impressive animal.
Yeah, he is. He's a horse that put a bit of riding on the wall at the start of the season and around the Miracle Mile time, and we sort of knew we'd give him a break and bring him back and hopefully take the next step, and he's definitely done that now, and you know, starting to show that he's good enough to mix it with a big gun.
Where do you see him going, Shane? Like, he seems like he's very versatile, can sprint, can stay. Where do you see him? Is he a Group 1 type campaigner?
The owner definitely wants us to go to the Inter Dominion. That's definitely got to be main aim. He is a very strong horse, so I think that type of racing will help him. You know, he's probably suited best to the Menangle side of the track, but end of the day, he is a, you know, if he could draw to lead in just about any race in the country, I think he'd be a pretty hard horse to get around, but you know, them races aren't easy to win. But yeah, definitely you know, may go to the Victoria Cup, but he's definitely, his main aim's Inter Dominion.
He's a high-speed horse, 53.7 home last night. Is he a leader? Can he sit off them? Is he best in front?
Well, look, obviously, I think he's best in front. I think he can sit past. You know, he is quite a strong horse. I don't ever see him being a horse that's probably going to come from behind and win the races that way. I definitely think he likes to do all the work. And, you know, I think the hardest way to beat him is to get into a wall with him. So, you know, I think that's an attribute to him, and sometimes to win the big races, you've got to be willing to go to war, that's for sure.
That's for sure and certain. And well done to Lauren, 800th winner in her career. Nice way to bring it up.
Yeah, definitely. You know, these horses probably wouldn't win unless she's driving them, so it's definitely good for her to get that recognition. And, you know, she's had a you know, I don't even think she's driven 3,000 drives. I think it's like 2,500 drives. So to be getting 800 winners is ridiculous, you know. So, you know, she's certainly done well.
Big season for you. We touched on the season. I was just giving some stats about the season, and you and Lauren, co-trainers, won the Metro Trainers Premiership. That must give you a great deal of satisfaction, given the nature of racing at Menangle and the difficulty it can, you know, there can be in winning races there.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we definitely had a change in the guard about 3 years ago when we decided that we'd concentrate more on quality rather than quantity, and we're hoping that can take us a long way. And, you know, to turn up bed every week at Menangle, I think Menangle's the hardest place in the country to win a race. Everything's got to be right, and, you know, you've got to be driven well, and the horses have to be, you know, perfect. So, you know, to me, I think it's a great achievement to be able to, you know, perform at that level every week. And, you know, there's a lot of good trainers there, and, you know, you see someone like, you know, the Grimson and Brooke last night, you know, turning out a mare to go 150, you know, you just realise how hard it is to win there every week, and, you know, it's certainly an achievement for us to be there every year.
I was going to do some stats. I was going to sit down and do some homework and go through some of your achievements, but fortunately your social media division has helped out. And I'm going to quote from your social media page, Shane, just a summary of your season. And I think this is quite incredible when you listen to some of these races. The Tritons provided runners in Inter-Dominions, Miracle Mile, Victoria Cup, Hubber Cup, the New South Wales Oaks and Derbies, a Vic Bred Final, APG Final, Bathurst Gold Crown, Ladyship Mile, the Queen of the Pacific, a Chariots of Fire, Breeders' Challenge Finals, and they went to the Harness Racing Jewels. They competed in New Zealand, WA, New South Wales, Victoria and Queensland. That's a lot of mileage. That's a lot of gun races to be taking part in. And again, must be something that you take great pride in when you reflect on the season just finished.
Yeah, well, it's certainly, you know, every year seems to take us somewhere different. And, you know, we just like to do it for the owners and, you know, to get the experience. If they've got a horse good enough, we'll go if we think we can win. So, it's a credit to the stable and the staff, and you know, we couldn't do it without all the help that we get. You know, we're just the names on the board. There's a hell of a lot of people that make us who we are, and you know, we couldn't thank them all enough. That's for sure.
Good stuff. Now, listen, some good horses in your stable. We've talked about My Alpha Rock and where he's headed. I'm very excited by God's Spirit. A New Zealand, ex-New Zealand, had one start before you got it, a 2,500 metre win. And then you brought it to Menangle, and it's won its past two over the mile, including a 150 and change mile. Is the sky the limit for God's Spirit?
Look, you know, we horses come across our stable every now and again, like Arms of an Angel and, you know, Anything for Love and things like that, where you think, you know, this horse has got something about it that, you know, who knows, it might do something special. And, you know, from the very first moment we've worked him, he's felt, you know, a little bit freakish. And, you know, as soon as I sort of didn't let Lauren go anywhere near him for a while, I was working himself, and she went out and drove him. And that was the first time she sat behind him, was in the trial. And, you know, from that point onwards, I wasn't allowed to touch him. So, yeah, we certainly were excited with him. And, you know, he could be anything. We're trying not to be too, you know, get out there too much. But he's certainly a horse that, you know, we've got big aspirations for.
Any particular race in mind? Obviously, Chariots would come to mind immediately, but that's in February. But what about some of the big races interstate?
Yeah, look, at the moment, no plans. We just want to ease him into racing. He's two races so far, he's gone 51, and that was with us having the handbrake on, you know. So we're trying to ease him into it the best we can. But, you know, he's probably going to step back out in the next week or so, and hopefully we can keep progressing. But yeah, he's certainly a horse to watch, and you know, these are the ones that we keep doing this for, and he should make it racing a little bit more exciting.
Muscle Factory, a horse you acquired mid-season, won a Group One towards season's end. Where's Muscle Factory, and what's in store for him?
Yeah, so Muscle Factory's out having a bit of a spell. He'll have about 5 weeks off, and then bring him back at a tilt at a derby. So him and Big Jim are actually at the same place. They're having a bit of a holiday, so I think they've earned it.
And Gotta Go Yahoo, another of the stable stars, who really lifted over the back end of the season. Of course, made it into a Chariots final, but was pretty good winning a couple of races on the trot at Menangle. Where's he?
Yeah, he's still popping along. He may step out in the next 2 weeks. You know, he's just a horse that probably needs to mature as he gets through racing. So with sit sprint horses, sometimes they need to, you know, go through more races than the harder ones just to try and get his, experience up and how to deal with that. So, look, he may venture to a Vic Cup, not really sure, but he'll probably race the next couple of weeks.
Good stuff. Well, Shane, it's bright times ahead by the stand of things. It was a great season, 2017, 2018, and sounds like you're pretty confident of a repeat performance this coming season. What are you up to today? Father's Day, happy Father's Day. Of course, this is your second Father's Day. Levi coming before Father's Day last year. Have you got anything exciting planned?
Yeah, look, we're heading up to Newcastle to visit the pretty much the head of the family at the moment, Warren Lamb. He's up there at Newcastle, so Lauren's grandfather, but he's probably our biggest follower and critique. So we'll head up and celebrate that for Father's Day. But just spending a day with Levi is good enough for me. He's a little champion, and hopefully we can stay out of the rain. It looks like it's going to rain.
Oh, fair enough. Well, I better go and get the washing off the line. Good on you, Shane. Thanks for giving us some time this morning. Congratulations on the Group 3 success last night with My Upper Rock, and I'm sure we'll be chatting sometime in the future as the season unfolds. Thanks for your time.
Too easy. Thanks, mate.
Shane Tritton there. Simon, leading trainer for the metro area, and he's got some real horsepower about him at the moment, and I seriously, God's spirit, I know. Shane, he tried to keep a bit of a lid on it, which isn't always Shane's go. He calls it as it is often, but he really underplayed a little bit there, God's spirit, but I'm very excited about its prospects, and I know deep down Shane is too.
Yeah, definitely, Fred. Good stuff. So through the week we had the Noms came out for the New Zealand Cup. There's a bit happening over the last 7 days.
Yeah, look, there's a lot going on, and of course we've got we're not that far away when you think about it. It's September now, we're not that far away from the Interdom. So with all the big races coming up and all the horses that are really stepping up, and Chicago Bulls just been amazing over in WA, and I think probably at the moment definitely ranks as the best Australian pacer at the moment, but we've got some exciting times ahead, and in an hour's time we'll see Lazarus run, and that's pretty exciting too, Simon.
It'll be good to have the Inter-Dominion back in the East.
Yeah, well, look, I think the idea of having it run on a rotation or like a 3-year tenure, we had it for 3 years here in Sydney, then it went 3 years in Perth, and look, it had its critics doing it that way, so it's kind of exciting that we'll have it in Melbourne this year, New Zealand after that, and then back in Sydney after that. So there's you're right, having it over this side, it's a bit more friendly for the eastern states punters, and no doubt the western states lament that it's back over in the east, but I'm pretty excited about what lie ahead.
So who would be your really Inter-Dominion pick if you could choose one?
Oh, gee, that's a real good question.
Would you go with Chicago Bull?
Real high attrition rate, Simon, with the horses, the real good horses, that contested into the Minions and Miracle Miles in the last season. There's been such a high attrition rate, horses like Soho Tribeca and Agility Kung Fu and Lazarus has gone overseas, so, and Lenny the Shark's retired. So, look, I'd have to say Chicago Bull. Mm. I just think Chicago Bull's an outstanding animal. Tiger Tara's, He's more than capable, and there's some other young good horses coming through the ranks, but I'd say just on what we know at the moment, Chicago Bull.
Yeah, definitely. Good stuff, Fred. Always good to chat to you. Enjoy your Father's Day, and we'll chat again next week.
No doubt. See you later, Simon.
It's 11 minutes to 11, a quick break, and then Dave Carlton with this morning's edition of Chasing Rewind.
You're chasing winners over spring, well, why not? Make sure you're listening Monday mornings from 9 a.m. Punters Postmortem. It's myself, TK, along with the best in the business, Ronnie Duffersey, Dean Lester, and Glenn Munsey. If you're serious about punting, make sure you're listening Monday morning from 9 a.m. Punters Postmortem.
The stars shine daily in greyhound racing. And you get the latest here on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
And time to turn our attention to Greyhound Racing. Dave Carlton, good morning.
Good morning to you, Simon. I tell you what, it's been another big week. And group race Greyhound action was a highlight of that week that was in New South Wales. The final of the $25,000 to the winner Group 3 maiden final at Dapto on Thursday night, Simon. Another grey started favourite from box 7 as we listen to Timmy Newbold's call.
Racing, He's All Shine walked out, another grey away cleanly, and lots of diamonds showing dash. Lots of diamonds, Render the lead, and the favourite, another grey, got on its heels. They work into the back, lots of diamonds by two to He's All Shine, getting to the outside, there followed by Mr. Cashway, then My Halo, a long break to CB Explode, followed up by, well back in the field, Rocket Jet, and then All About Ernie rounding the corner, lots of diamonds in front, He's All Shine coming at it, right over the top, He's All Shine got up and got the money, beat lots of diamonds who ran a cracker. They were followed in by Mr. Cashway, My Halo.
He's All Shine winning the Group 3 maiden final there at Dapto, Dave, and $1.50 favourite didn't run top four.
Well, you've got to say commiserations to the trainers, Warren and Jill Harper. Another great got out beautifully, but was checked from behind and from the side at the first turn and dropped right out of it. Did finish the race off, which is great news. But congratulations are in order to trainer Mark Gatt on the win of He's All Shine. The time was 30.05. The son of Barsha Bale and She's Scandalous made it three wins from as many starts, improving his times through the series from 30.57 to 30.31 and then 30.05 into the decider. He's All Shine, he's only 19 months old, was moderately away from box one, but got that good rails run at the first turn before getting the better of the very gallant lots of diamonds in the shadows of the post. And Matt Gatty said prior to the race that he was concerned that He's All Shine's box manners, and that could have been a problem again in the final. But as it turned out, Simon, the one box proved to be a blessing, along with the pup's track sense. And Mark Gatt is going to be a special guest on Going Greyhounds tomorrow morning between 10.30 and 11 a.m. right here on Sky Sports Radio.
So that was Dapto on Thursday night. Friday night, Dave, we had the Blacktop final on at the Gardens.
You betcha. It was a terrific night. It was Newcastle's night of nights. The feature was the Group 2 Blacktop final over the 500. And Zipping Taylor for Jason McKay started favourite from box one. Here's Johnny McDermott.
Away and running, there's a nice break too, jumping away nicely, the favourite Zipping Taylor, going to the lead is Caitlin Keep in the lead, followed by Keani Velvet, another two lengths away as they run to the back, My Girl Penny True Talent, a good way back to Hello Robbo, Set the Storm, and Pat Chatham at the tail, out of the back straight, Caitlin Keep in the lead, now staying in touch, three lengths away, Zipping Taylor as they travel to the turn, and then came Keani Velvet, the leader, Caitlin Keeping, Zipping Taylor on the outside, coming at it, they reach the line. Oh, Caitlin Keeping beat Zipping Taylor. They were fodded up by Keani Velvet.
And so it was the reserve there, Caitlin Keeping and jumping from box 8. Dave there for Charmaine Roberts, defeating Zipping Taylor, the favourite, and Keani Velvet running third.
Yeah, the first reserve. It was a happy trip home to Dubbo for trainer Charmaine Roberts and her partner Shane Stiff. 29 and 35 was the time. And look, got the run now following the scratching of Black Fords. Caitlin Keeping is the daughter of Fabregas and Naomi Keeping. The greyhound, as you heard in John's call, pinged the lids, clocked the first split of 4.90 to hold off Zipping Taylor by half a length and turned the tables on the favourite, which beat her by a nose in the heats. Charmaine Roberts' partner, Shane Stiff, told me yesterday that Caitlin Keeping had pulled up really well and he's going to back up tomorrow in the opening heats of the massive million-dollar chase series at Bathurst. And look, it was a top night for the kennel at the Gardens on Friday night, with Caitlin Keeping's little brother, Cliff Keeping, powering home to win race 11 from box 7, clocking 23.03 for the 400 metres. And Charmaine Roberts is going to join me on Going Greyhounds tomorrow, Simon. Now, in other news, I'm going to speak with Greyhound Racing New South Wales CEO Tony Mestrov on the show. As I mentioned, the million-dollar chase series, I can't wait. It's going to travel around New South Wales, Bathurst, tomorrow. Lismore is hosting the second round of heats on Tuesday, and it's going to go right through until the final at Wentworth Park on October 20. This Thursday, there will be qualifying heats, regional qualifying heats at Maitland and Wagga on Saturday night at Bulleye, and on Monday week, they will be held at Dubbo. So really, really looking forward to it. That final on Saturday night, October 20th at Wentworth Park,
yeah,
is going to be an absolute ripper, Simon.
Just having a look at the fields for tomorrow at Bathurst, races 5 to 8 are chock full of quality greyhounds, aren't they?
Absolutely. Miss Splendor Miro's going. Dean and Sid Swain have got a bunch, and that's only the start of it. So it'll be tremendous viewing on Sky Racing. It's the Bathurst Monday Twilight Meeting. The Million Dollar Chase Series is launched on top of the mountain there. Now, let's go interstate, Simon. The $10,000 to the winner Winter Cup final was run at Geelong on Friday night, and not available was the top elect from Box 3.
Beginning well, Dinah Harper on the inside, not available now, drives up to wide, ball up in the round to go, and Dinah Gertie third. Fourth on, shoved to the outside was Big Bag and Tears, King Colt get up along the fence, Napunga Bella, Dinah Tirua next, but into the back, it's not available. The favourite five clear of Dinah Harper, Dinah Gertie, then King Colt, four to Big Bang Tears, Art Navoa, link Dinah Tirua, three away, Napunga Bella, rounding the turn, it's not available, still four or five in front of the chasing Daily pair, but not available all the way pretty much. Big Dinah Gertie, Dinah Harper and King Colt, then Art Nouveau, Big Bang Tears. They were followed across by Dinah.
A replay of the Winter Cup final there from Geelong on Friday night, and not available for Rob Britton there at $1.80, getting the cash from Dinah Gertie and Dinah Harper. So no real surprise to the first three across the line there, Dave.
No, Simon. The son of Barsha Bale and Lachlan Varvogue just bolted in from Box 3, 29-62. Makes it 22 wins from 51 starts, and trainer Robbie Britton revealed on Going Greyhounds last week that he's going to be heading to New South Wales with not available to contest the heats of the Million Dollar Chase, which is terrific. A few weeks back, I went to Robert's kennels, Robert and his lovely wife Mary, at their kennels at Lara near Geelong to shoot a feature story. And you're going to see that on the Catching Pen this Tuesday evening. Don't miss that story. You can see Batman himself, Tornado Tears. You can see Rip and Sam and the rest of Robbie Britton's great kennel. So I'm really looking forward to presenting that on Tuesday night on the Catching Pen. While I was there, I also did a story on Anthony as a party at his Victorian base, and you'll see that over the coming number of weeks as well. Now, just before we wrap up, Simon, at Capella Bar in Brisbane yesterday up the straight, Corey Cody for Claude Dacey won the Michael Miller Memorial by a nostril from Little Ripper. And the race was called by Paul Dolan, the great dogsy. He's going to hang up his binoculars later this month, Simon, after a stellar calling career. And they were chuffed. The club were chuffed, and he was happy to call that race yesterday.
Yeah, so I wonder where Dogsy's going to call his last meeting.
Well, I think he's going to call it on the Gallops. I'm pretty sure he's calling it on the Gallops around about the 23rd. So we'll know more about it in the next month as we talk to Dogsy and we cross the Dogsy. But he's a tremendous fella, and he's decided to pull the pin, as Neil Young once sang, "Comes a time, Simon."
Yeah, I've been told he's going to call the last meeting Pat O'Shea Day at Toowoomba.
It is. That's right. It's named after the great late Pat O'Shea.
Yeah.
Dogsy will head up the mountain to Clifford Park and draw the curtain on his fantastic broadcasting career, Simon.
Yeah, good on him. Good stuff, Dave. Righto, so Going Greyhounds tomorrow morning, 10:30. You'll have Charmaine Roberts and Tony Mestrov and a few other guests as well.
Yeah, Mark Gatt's going to come on very kindly as well. Looking forward to that. Look, I want to just give a little plug to the non-TAB Greyhound Racing meeting at Muswellbrook today. It's about to kick off. There's a big 12-race card from 11 a.m. And it would be most remiss of me not to wish my dad, John, a very, very happy Father's Day. And a happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. I hope you're being looked after and spoiled a little.
Absolutely. Good on you, Dave, and enjoy the day tomorrow.
You beauty, Simon. Thank you very much.
Well, we'll catch you next week, Dave. Have a good week.
Cheers.
Dave Carlson there. It's 1 minute to 11.
On the other side of 11 o'clock, Amanda Rando will take a look at the quaddie at Dubbo, and then we'll preview Mudgee at 10 past 11 with Mick Wallace.
Your family deserves to be safe and secure at home. That's where Wideline Windows and Doors can help. Their secure line screens offer security without compromising on design or your view. And their safe line window screens are designed to prevent falls, keeping your youngest family members safe and sound. For security, safety and peace of mind, call Wideline Windows and Doors. Or visit their website at www.wideline.com.au.
How would you like to...